As you're implementing positive support strategies and finding new ways to support a person, you'll begin to see ways your actions and responses can create better results for the people you support.
I work with a provider who supports a guy who is really awesome. He doesn't communicate verbally, but he is very expressive. He exudes joy. He does happy dances, and he loves to try to kiss the hands of pretty women. He also leads staff to things he desires. On the flip side, when he's upset, he may communicate by trying to pinch or pull hair. Some of his positive support strategies that his team have found effective include a simple redirection to shake hands rather than kiss hands of pretty ladies, or encouraging him to, "Please tap my shoulder if you want my attention." Also, distracting him with a preferred activity when he's trying to pinch or pull hair. These greatly lessen the duration or intensity of the more negative interactions, and now he uses some of these on his own. However, in times of great stress, usually less than once a month, when these strategies aren't working, his provider realized that a call from his mom to hear his mom's voice seemed to work when nothing else would. Of course, mom isn't always available to answer the phone, so mom actually recorded some calming messages and stories for him. Now this calming positive support strategy is available to him even if his mom isn't.